This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. U.S. Army and Marine units entered central Baghdad today. They seized Saddam Hussein's new presidential palace on the Tigris River during a daylight raid. U.S. forces also briefly surrounded the Information Ministry. Senior defense officials said the assault was an attempt to show that U.S. troops can enter the capital at will. NPR's Eric Westerveld is with a unit of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division. It entered Baghdad earlier today. Hello, Eric. Tell us where you are and what you can see.
Well, right now I'm at the Tactical Operations Center with Task Force 164, a little bit south of the main fighting and the area that U.S. forces took control of today. I spent part of the morning with a forward air observer from the Marine Corps who was helping to call in some artillery and close air support. As U.S. Army forces pushed their way north quickly in armored columns up the Tigris River, have essentially established key ground in the center of Baghdad. They took the parade grounds as well as two presidential compounds in downtown Baghdad. And important to note, other units from the 3rd Infantry Division have secured the major intersections along the northward path that they traveled this morning. This morning, they had to overcome two minefields as combat engineers pushed aside anti-tank mines before they pushed northward. Close air support dropped bombs at key intersections trying to kill Iraqi defenders at those points, and they essentially pushed pretty quickly without too much resistance into their objectives, which was this key parade ground down by the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in central Baghdad, as well as some presidential compounds in that area.
Eric, it certainly sounds as if the battle for Baghdad is underway. And yet, from reports that we're getting here, officials are being very careful about calling it that.
Well, an American official I talked to this morning said the Americans want to hold this ground. And so far, anyway, there doesn't seem to be anything like a big organized Iraqi counterpunch or counterattack. The 2nd Brigade Combat Team made this push Saturday, and they moved quickly. Now, they're saying this is different, that they're going to hold this ground, they're going to keep it, that they're staying put. And just a little while ago, Susan, for a symbolic touch, with some of the cameras rolling, a U.S. tank blew up a big statue of Saddam Hussein that was in the parade ground area. And I'd like to mention, Susan, forces have found Iraqi armored vehicles. This is important. Some hardware, some tanks, some artillery and trucks that was abandoned in the area around the amusement park and zoo, which is right next to this central parade ground I'm talking about. That shows that if there was organized Iraqi armored opposition, meaning from Republican Guard troops, they, it looks like, have fled and abandoned their equipment.
And one of the big concerns as U.S. forces got within the city was the possibility of chemical warfare. Any evidence of that yet, Eric?
There is absolutely no evidence of any chemical attack, and it seems to be much less of a concern to U.S. forces right now than some of the indirect fire from Iraqi artillery and mortar positions that they continue to take. As I mentioned, this was a coordinated attack. I mean, the Marines made a limited attack, Susan, on the eastern outskirts of Baghdad. Another battalion of the 3rd Infantry Division made some probing, smaller attacks from the west and northwest, and the rest of the forces pushed up northward from the positions in the south. So the U.S. forces now say that they really control the main access routes, at least on the south, west, and east sides of Baghdad, including Baghdad International Airport.
Thank you very much. NPR's Eric Westerveld with U.S. Army troops inside Baghdad.